नमः अभ्रमं भंगरहितं अजडं विमलं सदा आनंदतीर्थमतलं प्रदेतापत्रयापहं मिथ्या सिद्धांत दुद्धांत विध्वंसन शक्नः जयतीर्थाकतनिर्भासतां नो हृदंबरे अतिकल्पितकल्पोऽयं प्रत्यतीर्थकेसरी व्यासतीर्थ गुरुर्भूयात् अस्मदिष्टात सिद्धये तपो विद्याविरत्यादि सद्गुणोगाकरानां वादराज गुरुन् वन्दे अहिग्रीपदाश्रयान् पूज्य राघवेन्द्राय सत्यधर्मर्ताय च भजतां कल्पवृक्षाय नमतां कामधेनवे दुर्वादिद्धान्तवे वैष्णवेन्दीवरेन्द्रवे श्रीराघवेन्द्र गुरुवे नमो चिन्तयाळवे आपादमौलिपर्यन्तं गुरुनामाक्तुं स्मरेत् तेन विघ्नः प्रश्यन्ति सिद्धिं मनोरथाः हरिः ओं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. वी आर् डूयिङ्ग् विष्णु सहस्रनाम अर्थानुसन्धान द मीनिङ्ग्स् इन् इङ्ग्लिश् सेशन्. सो वी जस्ट् डिड् फर् विश्वं विष्णु द फस्ट् टु वर्ड्स्. So Vishnu Sahasranama, when we start, we say Asya Vishnu Divya Sahasranama Stotra Mahamantrasya Siveda Vyaso Bhagavan Rushi Anushtup Chanda Sri Mahavishnu Paramatma Shriman Narayano Devata Asya Sri Vishnu Divya Sahasranama Stotra Mahamantre Jape Viniyogaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Vishwasmai Namaha Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu Bhuta Krut Bhuta Purud Bhavo Bhutatma Bhuta Bhavanaha Bhutatma Paramatma Cha Muktanam Paramagati Avya Purushasakshi Kshetrag Mokshraye Vacha Yogo Yoga Vidam Neta Prathana Purusheshwaraha Narasimha Apushriman Keshava Purushottamaha. So Vishwam Vishnu. So after seeing the meanings, a few meanings for these words, so whatever meanings we saw, it does not mean only that many meanings are there. There are a lot more meanings. We're just trying to get a simple picture of whatever meanings, you know, we can just think of based upon the book by Vidyamani Tirtharu. And Vashatkara is the third name. So this is this name, you know, like, you know, a lot of people not familiar with this. Is not like a very common name like Vishwa, Vishnu. These are all like common words, but Vashatkara is not that common a word. But the Vashat, some people might have come across that, because when we do Nyasa, we use that. For example, we say Purna Gnanatmane Hudayaya Namaha Purna Aishwaryatmane Shishesvaha Om Purna Prabhatmane Shikhaya Vashat. So we say Vashat, so Vaushat, Vashat, these are used. So what does that word Vashat mean, or Vashatkara, what do they mean? So here in Rugbhashya Tika, you know, the Rugveda, for 40 suktas, Acharya has given a Rugbhashya. So in that Rugbhashya, Acharya says, ऐश्वर्याद्याः षड्गुणाः नित्यवृत्ता वषट्कारस्य अर्थ इत्याह वेदः. वेद इट्सेल्फ इज गिविंग दट वषट्कार मीन्स षट्कार. षट् वा इज वर्तन्ते. वर्तन्ते मीन्स दे आर एग्जिस्टिंग इन हुम एवर दिस षट् मीन्स सिक्स. द सिक्स, व्हाट आर द सिक्स? So by different contexts, the six grouping, it reveals different kinds of things. So here in Rugbhashya, Acharya says, Aishwaryadyaha Shadgunaha, the six qualities like Aishwarya. Aishwarya means not just wealth. Aishwarya, Ishwaratva. Ishwara means controlling. Vika Prabhutva, like, you know, the complete, Samagra, we say, Samagra Aishwarya. Samagra Samarthya. Samagra means a complete, thorough, without any exception, infinite amount, all comprising. That's what the prefix represents. And whoever has these six qualities in their completeness in him, such being is called Vashat. Vartante, Shat, Shatgunaha. So Rugbhashya Tika, Tika Rairo, he elaborates that. It says, Aishwarya, etc. Six. What are those, etc.? So Tika Rai says, Aishwarya, Virya, Yashah, Shri, Jnana, Vairagyani, iti Shat, Vartante, Yasmin, Asav, Vashat. Vashat, iti Akriyate, iti Vashat Krutihi, Saeva, Vashatkaraha. And same thing is also told in Vishnu Purana. It says, Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashah, Shriya, Jnana, Vairagya, Vairagyayoho cha eva shannam bhaga itirita. So the bhaga, we say bhagavanta, bhagavan, one who has bhaga. Bhaga also is six gunas, shat guna is called bhaga, and this was this vashat. In this particular aspect, the bhagavan and vashat, they mean the same in this particular aspect. So, but vashat has other six also, we will talk about that later. So here that bhagavan meaning is reflected by the word vashat, the six cluster or collection of the six, and those are six are Aishwarya, Ishwaratva, Ishana, Ishanat Ishwara. Ishwara means controlling. That's why it's called Ishwara, one who is the best among the controllers. Isha, Ishwara, Vara is Shrestha. So Ishwara for Rudra also it's applied, but in a limited sense. Rudra is also Ishwara, but Paramatma is Sarveshwara. Paramatma is controller of Rudra also. That's why he is Samagra Prabhutva, all comprising supreme lordship is there in him. So Samagra Prabhutva, and then Samagra Samarthya. Samagra means all comprising. Samarthya, Prabhutva, Samarthya, Aishwarya, and Virya, and Yasha, and Shri, Jnana, and Vairagya. These are the six qualities. What are those six qualities? Lordship means one who controls everything. Everything comes under his control. Nothing is beyond his control. Nothing escapes his control. Since this all-comprising controllership, lordship, is called Prabhutva, Arishwaratva, Aishwarya. And another quality is Samarthya. Samarthya or Virya or Parakrama, these are all synonyms. Virya is Samarthya. Samarthya is Parakrama. Parakrama is like, you know, suppose you have one who has all large, you know, the qualities, one supports other qualities. So one who is all powerful is all lord also, lordship. One who is a ruler of everything, he is most powerful, then he will also be ruler of everything. So that's why these qualities, one quality kind of goes into the other quality. So that's why in Kannada, you know, in Harikathamsara, one thing, ondu gunadol ananta gunagal, ondu rupadol pondippavu. So there it says in one quality, many qualities of the Lord are reflecting. So that's why this Virya or Parakrama or Samarthya is one who is capable of doing anything. He's capable. So capability, basically his capability, his valor, his strength, all that is reflected by Samarthya, Samarthatva. So that's what is called Virya also. And that's next quality. And the next quality is Yashas. Yashas means fame, name, the one who is most known. You know, like if we say in this world, who is the most known personality or most known entity or most known everything is Paramatma, because all others, they come and go. They are there for a short time. But God's thinking, the God's process, it is eternal. Like, you know, even a caveman thinks of something that's super, something beyond him, something that's extraordinary. He doesn't have any concept of God properly, but still he has some concept of God. So this concept of God is there at all times, because people know that they have limited powers. If they have limited powers, they know that they are under the control of some extraordinary power, which they can't see, but which is present everywhere. Such is that Kirti or Yashasu or fame, the one who is most known is nothing but the Paramatma. At all times, in all places, in all ways, among all the beings, he is known. That's why he's called all famous. He is the most famous person. Is not like a person in the sense of person. That means he is not like a bhautika rupa or physical form, but he is an extraordinary form which controls every spirit and every body, every physical, everything. So that is his fame. And then she is also called Saundarya or Swarupa Saundarya. She means beauty, or she means Kanti. She also means Prakasha, one who is extraordinary effulgence, extraordinary appearance, extraordinary beauty, extraordinary attractiveness. That is the another quality of the Lord. And then she, that's what Shriha, and then Jnana and Vairagya. We can think of Lord having Jnana. He is like omniscient. He knows everything. That's why his Jnana is all complete. There is nothing that he does not know, because he is the ultimate controller. He is swatantra, he is independent, he is not dependent on anything. So jnana is a personification of knowledge. And then vairagya, how can we say Lord has vairagya? Vairagya, you know, is all detachment. It's all needed for us to do sadhana. Why does Lord need the vairagya? It's not a question of Lord needing vairagya. Vairagya means what? Not having attachment. Lord is not attached to anything. Even his incarnations, we see like in Krishna, like, you know, all the Yadavas, his own Vamsha people, because of the curse, they're like, he comes to know that they're all going to get killed by killing each other. That curse is given by the Saint Durvasa. Then this curse, hearing that, the Lord smiles, because that is the Lord's own will. The even whatever curses are coming, whatever is happening, everything is happening by the will of the Lord. He knows past, present and future. So nothing upsets him. He's completely detached. He does not have any attachment to anything. So the vairagya is ultimate quality of the Lord, because he is the most vairagya personified, because he is not attached to anything, anybody. So that is it. But at the same time, oh, he is attached to the devotees. It is not an attachment. The devotees come closer and closer to him, he goes closer and closer to them. That is his natural property, a natural swabhava of the Lord. Whoever goes closer and closer to him, he goes closer and closer to them. They go further and further, he goes further and further. That is not because of his attachment. That is complete detachment he has got, but still he does that because that is his inherent nature, not because he's attached. He does not get perturbed. Attachment means if suppose something goes away, you get perturbed. So the Lord getting perturbed does not happen at all. No matter what, he never gets perturbed. There's no perturbance in feeling in him at all. That is the real vairagya. That's why this vairagya quality is also in him. And one who has all these six qualities, that's why it's called vashatkara, akara, a personification of these six qualities. And then the another meaning is, he is vashatkara. There is, you know, like the cases we say, like in English language, we call like a nominative case, all these cases. And by these six cases, the Lord is addressed. So, for example, these are Daksha Prajapati, he praises the Lord and he says this. In Bhagavata, it comes, Yasmin yato yena cha yasya yasmai yam yo yada kurute karyateva para varesham paramam prak prasiddham tad brahma tad hetuhu ananya desham. So, he is by whom everything happens, from whom everything happens for the sake of. So everything in this world is about the Lord. You know, we are all doing everything, but we are all like kind of a puppets in the hands of God. So everything he owns, he's like the sambandha, the, like, you know, Shashti Tat Purusha, or the genitive case or the possessive case. He owns everything. So Shashti Tat Purusha, the sambandha is there, that he is the owner of everything. He is the Lord of everything that's there. But along with that, the karakas, you know, like karakas means like accessories. If you see any action, there is a possibility of six accessories. What are the six in any action in this world? Physically, an action takes place. Suppose somebody says, you know, like, you know, for example, Devadatta went and cut the tree with an axe. Take a sentence, like, you know, like a big sentence like that. There, the one who does an action, he's called a doer. And then the doer is performing an action, like, you know, cutting a tree. So cutting is an action. He's cutting what? When we ask a question, what is he cutting? He's cutting a tree. So the tree is a karma or object, an object of the action. So Mr. X cut the tree with an axe. So By using an X, so the X is a karana or upakarana. So if you take, given in Sanskrit, you say parashuna vruksham achinat. So this parashuna, that is tritiya bhakti. That means when something is used as a tool, that is done by tritiya vibhakti, or instrumental case. So we have nominative case, which is Prathama Vibhakti, accusative case, which is Dvitiya Vibhakti, instrumental case, which is Tritiya Vibhakti, which is Karane. So they say Kartru, Karma, Karana. And then suppose Sampradana means to whom it is going. It is like, you know, something, suppose you say, like, you know, another example, you say, I am giving a fruit to Govind. So Govind is receiving and I am giving the fruit. So Govind is receiving the fruit. and it is going away from me and is going towards, going to the hands of Govind. So the receiver is Govind. So Ramaya aham phalam dadami. So for the sake of Rama, I am giving the phala, the fruit. So Ramaya, Govindaya, so that is Chaturthi Vibhakti. And the fruit is going Mama Hastat Phalam Gataha or Rukshat Parnaha Pata. So that Panchami, when it is separation is indicated, it is done by Panchami Vibhakti. That means Apadana. Sampradana is for to whom it is going, Chaturthi Vibhakti or dative case. Apadana is Panchami Vibhakti or oblative case. When it is something is going away, it is used done by from. From is the one that we use in English language. So it is going from my hand to another person's hand. So it's going away from my hand, going to another person's hand. I am giving that to another person. So that to is in English language, the cases are there, but the words that are used are very not as rule, kind of a rules that we use in all our vernacular languages and Sanskrita bhasha, well-defined vibhakti pratyayas are there. In English, it is well-defined in that language structure itself, but they're not attached to the word itself. For example, we use separate words like to, from, for, like that. And I bow to Rama. So, aham Ramaya namami, or Ramam namami, or Ramaya namaha. Aham Ramam namami, or Ramaya namaha. So this kind of usage in Sanskrit, you see the cases, endings, much more specifically. That is why the vibhaktis map to the six accessories. So you have karta, you have karma, the doer, and to which the action is performed is karma, and the tool that is used is karana or tritiya vibhakti, and the sampradana, where it is going, that's chaturthi vibhakti, and apadana, where it is going away from that, it is called panchami vibhakti, and then sambandha sashti, we saw, Lord is the Lord of everything, He owns everything, so sashti, it is not an accessory itself, because it is just talking about the relationship. And then Saptami is locative case, wherever the action is taking place, the adhikarana, the locus, I am giving you fruit in the house or in a temple or in some place, somewhere I am doing that. So the place is also, even if it is not specifically mentioned, we know that we are all on earth. So the place, earth gives us the location. So the Saptami Vibhakti is locative case. So we have all these six cases representing six accessories, and all these six accessories are under the control of the Lord. Mr. X is cutting the tree. The tree is under the control of Lord. Mr. X is under the control. The tool that is used is under the control of the Lord. Action is under the control of the Lord. Everything is under the control of the Lord. So the six accessories that are mentioned here, which are Karta, Karma, Karana, Sampradana, Apadana, and Adhikarana. Adhikarana is location. So all these are under the control of the Lord. These are six. So that's why it's called Vashat. So one who controls all these six, that's what is called Vashatkara. And then another thing is Vashatkara. So this Va is Bala, Valam Balam. So Bala and Shatkara means this is Shatkara is another set of six qualities, which probably you can think of it like if you do any mantra japa, you use these six for Anganyasa, Karanyasa. For example, you say, Om Purna Jnanatmane Angushtabhyam Namaha, Purna Aishwaryatmane Tajanibhyam Namaha, Om Purna Prabhatmane Madhyamabhyam Namaha, Om Purna Anandatmane Anamikabhyam Namaha, Om Purna Teja Atmane Kanishtikabhyam Namaha, Om Purna Teja, Om Purna Shaktyatmane Karatala Karapushtabhyam Namaha. Like that, you say, and same way you say, Om Purna Jnanatmane Hudayaya Namaha, Purna Aishwaryatmane Shriseswaha, Om Purna Prabhatmane Shikhaya Vash, Om Purna Anandatmane Kavachayahum, Om Purna Teja Atmane Netrabhyam Voshat, Om Purna Shaktyatmane Astrayapatu, we say, and we do a Dig Bandhana. So these six qualities are actually six forms of the Lord that we do. When we do this Anganyasa, Karanyasa, we are supposed to think about these six forms of the Lord. What are those six forms? Purna Jnana is all personification of knowledge. God is Purna Jnana. And then that is Purna Jnana.
అండ్ దెన్ పూర్ణ ఐశ్వర్య. సో పూర్ణ జ్ఞాన, పూర్ణ ఐశ్వర్య, దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ద సిక్స్ క్వాలిటీస్. అండ్ పూర్ణ ప్రభ, పూర్ణ ఆనంద, పూర్ణ తేజ, పూర్ణ శక్తి, ఆల్ దీస్ అలాంగ్ విత్ బల వా. సో వా షట్ కార, వన్ హూస్ పర్సానిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ వషట్కార. అండ్ దిస్ అనదర్ వన్ ఇస్ లైక్ యు నో ఇన్ యాగ యజ్ఞాస్ యజుర్వేద మంత్రాస్ వి యూజ్ వషట్ వషట్కార దేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ యూస్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ దేర్ భగవంత ఇస్ యజ్ఞ, యజ్ఞ పురుష, యజ్ఞేశ, యజ్ఞ భావన, యజ్ఞ భుక్. ఇన్ దిస్ ఫైవ్ దేర్ ఇస్ వషట్కార ఇస్ దేర్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. సో వన్ హూ ఈస్ వర్షిప్డ్ విత్ వషట్కార దట్స్ వై ఇస్ కాల్డ్ వషట్కార. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ మీన్స్ వి సే లైక్ యు నో ఓ శ్రావయ అండ్ దెన్ ఓం యజ్ఞాయ నమః. సో అస్తు శ్రౌషట్ యజ్ఞ పుమాన్. సో వి సే లైక్ యు నో యజ్ఞ పురుషాయ నమః అండ్ దెన్ యజ యజ్ఞేశాయ నమః. ఏ యజామహే యజ్ఞ భావనాయ నమః. ఓం వషట్కార యజ్ఞ భుజే నమః. లైక్ దిస్ వి వషట్కార ద వషట్కార శబ్ద ఈజ్ యూస్డ్ ఇన్ యజుర్వేద మంత్రాస్ అండ్ వన్ హూ ఈస్ అడ్రస్డ్ బై దిస్ మంత్ర వషట్కార దట్స్ వై ఈస్ కాల్డ్ వషట్కార. అండ్ దెన్ అనదర్ డెఫినేషన్ ఈస్ హీస్ లైక్ నో వెన్ we all like you know the jnana becomes lopa, that means the jnana is diminishes in the world too much and there is nothing like you know people are all confused like you know something happens, then Vedavyasa in Dwapara Yuga he took an avatara and for the people to help them to do the sadhana he gave shastras, scriptural supports for us. Among those six, the first four are eternal, which are all there, but re-presented, like you know, what we call Veda Vibhaga. Veda Vyasa came and Vedas were not created by the Lord. They are eternal, they are beginningless. But they are always existing in the form of the swasha of the Paramatma. They are there as the very breathing of Paramatma. సో దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ వేద ఎటర్నల్. సో ఉద్గీరియంతి అనిషమ్యత, సో ఇట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ద్వాష స్తోత్ర ఆల్సో. సో దట్ ఎటర్నల్ ప్రజెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వేదాస్ స్టిల్ ద వేదవ్యాస కేమ్ అండ్ డిడ్ విభాగ వేద విభాగ. సో హీ గేవ్ ఫోర్ వేదాస్ టు ద వరల్డ్ అండ్ దెన్ ఫిఫ్త్ వన్ ఇస్ పంచమ వేద మహాభారత అండ్ ఆల్ ద పురాణాస్ హీ గేవ్ దస్ ఫిఫ్త్ వన్ ద కలెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దోస్ పౌరుషేయ గ్రంథాస్. సో అపౌరుషేయ వేదాస్ అండ్ పౌరుషేయ గ్రంథాస్ అండ్ దెన్ అలాంగ్ విత్ దట్ నిర్ణాయక శాస్త్ర విచ్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మ మీమాంస వి టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ దట్ ద బ్రహ్మ సూత్రాస్ హీ గేవ్ బ్రహ్మ సూత్రాస్ ద వరల్డ్ ద సిక్స్త్ వన్. సో లైక్ దిస్ ది సిక్స్ sets of scriptures, the sixth set is called Shatkara. So one Vartham Shatkara, so he gave for the sake of giving knowledge to the people. So Jnanaya Vartham Yavad Jnanaya Paralokagate, because people have to go to moksha, moksha sadhana can happen only with the help of the scriptures. So God has given these scriptures to the world so that they can do sadhana, that's why he is Vashatkara. So there the six represents this. And then another thing is he is Vashatkara. Kara means doer. So he va is bala, we saw that, and shat is shatguna. So there are different ways of shatgunas. Not only these, there are other ways, you know, the shatguna, the six beautiful qualities. Any shatgunas you take of the Lord, all those shatgunas he has, and then kara, the kartrutva is there. So va shat kara, all these three are there in him. That's why it's called vashatkara. And then also he gives, like these gunas are there in him in samagra rupa or infinite form, but in people also they have some knowledge, they have some kind of a control, they have some kind of capability. We see in the world they have some kind of a beauty. So in the world we see these qualities being present in different people at different levels. So the Lord gives them according to their abilities to different people at different levels. So these six qualities he gives to the people. So one who gives to his devotees and also others, for all the people, these six qualities as per their swarupa yogyata, that's why it's called vashatkara. And this is another when it is done. ఈజ్ లైక్ వ ప్రాపణే దిస్ ధాతు కార్డ్ వహ ప్రాపణే డషట్ ప్రత్యయ వ షట్ ఇస్ దేర్ రైట్ సో వ షట్ మీన్స్ వ షట్ వహ ప్రాపణే ఇన్ దట్ హా ఇస్ గెట్స్ డ్రాప్డ్ అండ్ డషట్ ప్రత్యయ ఈజ్ ఉహ్యత ప్యాసివ్ వాయిస్ ప్యాసివ్ వాయిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ డషట్ ప్రత్యయ సో ఇన్ ద డషట్ ప్రత్యయ ఇట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఉహ్యతే వహ ప్రాపణే ద ప్యాసివ్ వాయిస్ ఫర్ వహ ఇస్ ఉహ్యతే ఉహ్యతే మీన్స్ సపోర్టెడ్ What is supported? This Brahmanda. The Brahmanda is supported by the Lord. One who supports the Brahmanda or one by whom this Brahmanda gets supported. That means Brahmanda receives support from the Lord. That's why he is called Vashatkara. So this is the Vashat. Vashat. Ushyate Anena. So that's why it's called Vashat. So that's why Vashatkara, that's another meaning. And then another Vashatkara means, so here, wakeful state, dream state, and deep sleep. That one is how Vati Vashatkara, Va means Vati Preranartham Gachati, Va Gati Gandhana Yoho. So Gati Gachati, going, moving, activities. So all the activities in this world, they get performed because the Lord enters them and gives them instigation, Prerana, during their wakeful state. So because of that, he is Va. And then that one is said like shasha swapne. Shasha, that sha dhatu represents swapna avastha. So that's why he's called shasti swapiti swapnam swapam cha prapayati. One who makes the living beings have the dreams. So even our dreams are not controlled by us. Even our dreams, we know that. Like we want a beautiful dream, we get a nightmare. So we don't even have control over our own dreams. Forget, leave alone the wakeful state, whether we have control or not. People discuss, oh, do I have freedom? Do I have free will? Do I have free will? Look at the way we can understand the absence of free will. Even a dream state, we don't have control over our dreams. So how can we have control over in the wakeful state about things which are all, none of it is created by us. So we don't have any freedom at all, free will at all. So during one who gives swapnavastha to us, and another sleep, that the later on that whatever comes, that represented by that is sushupti or deep sleep. So this wakeful state, dream state, and deep sleep, everything is given by the Lord. That's why he is called Vashatkara. So this is what it is. And then the another one is there in Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter, Arjuna asked a question. So what is meant by Brahma? Kim Brahma? Kim Adhyatmam? Kim Karma? So he asked question in the beginning of the 8th chapter. Arjuna asked the question and Krishna explains these words, the 6 words, which are Brahma, Adhyatma, Karma, Adhibhuta, Adhidaiva and Adhiyajna. These are the 6 words Arjuna asked. And the Lord explains these words and tells one who understands this completely. You know, everybody we understand at our own different levels. But the one who understands all these 6 completely, clearly is Paramatma. That's why he explains like a brief meaning for these words. I'll tell you. Brahma. Brahma means Brahmitattvat Brahma. The Lord is called Brahma. Brahma means not Chaturmukha Brahma. Brahma means Parabrahma. The Brahmi Tattva is all pervading. One who pervades everything, that's why he's called Brahma. The Lord is called Brahma because he pervades everything. And then Lord is Adhyatma. Adhyatma means he is Atma Rupa. He is as a controller. He is present inside everything through Swatantra independence. That means on his own will, he enters everything. He controls everything. That's why he's called Adhyatma. Adhyatma. So that's the definition of Adhyatma. And then karma is actually the creation. So the karma is creation. What is creation? You know, for Jadapadarthas, inert objects, he changes that, and from Mula Prakruti, he creates the Panchabhutas, created this entire universe. And when we create some objects, he is present inside us. He making us, giving us the skill to create it, and he's present inside the object, and he is making the object getting created. No, actually, that means the ultimate creator is him. So he is inside us. Even Brahma says, Brahmani Brahma Rupo. So he created, Brahma created the universe. Yes, Brahma created the universe. But he created as a dependent being. The Lord is present inside Brahma with the name Brahma, and he created, he is the real creator. Chaturmukha Brahma is secondary creator. Of course, Chaturmukha Brahma created the world. We all use that word, but not as an independent being. That's why karma talks about the creation process. And then adhibhuta, bhuta is like, you know, all the inert objects. Adhibhuta, one that is higher than these inert objects, the jivatma. We jivas are, you know, at a higher plane than the inert objects. That's why jivas, jivaswabhava is called adhibhuta. And then adhidaiva. Adhidaiva means daiva is God or goddess. So one who has Paramatma as the only one greater than her, Lakshmi. Lakshmi is called adhidaiva because Paramatma alone is adhika than Lakshmi. So one who has Paramatma alone as adhika is called adhidaiva. So that's for Lakshmi. And then adhiyajna. Adhiyajna is one who is most worshipable. The Lord is Adhiyajna because he is the most worshipable being. That's why it's called Adhiyajna. So, yaja pujayam. So, yajna is one who is worshipped. Adhiyajna, adhika yajna, sarvottama yajna, adhika puja. That's why it's called Adhiyajna. So, this Lord alone knows this complete meaning of that, and we get at our own abilities, we understand these words to some extent. So, this is what is mentioned by, this is what Vashatkara. So, this six knowledge, whoever has, Vati Janati. So, one who knows all these six, that's why he's called Vashatkara. So, that's another definition or meaning. And then, we have six indriyas, like, Pancha Jnanendriyas and Manas. And there are a couple more meanings. So, I will talk about that in the next class so that we can allow some time for any questions are there. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu.